Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use it to your advantage. Matthew Horn is our guest, a great member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of Legal Services Link, LLC. And Matthew, tell us about Legal Services.
Yeah, Legal Services Link is a platform that allows people with legal needs, businesses, consumers, whatever, to quickly and easily find the perfect attorney for them. So instead of searching for an attorney, either getting a referral or going through a directory, people with legal needs can post a summary of their legal issue, which is automatically routed through our technology platform to all the relevant attorneys in our network. And those attorneys that want to work for you and are ready to work for you essentially send you an email application basically saying, here's my rates, here's what I do, I want to work for you. And so it's facilitating connections.
I want to talk about that. Remind me about that in the next segment. I want to talk about a little bit more about how that works.
Sure.
So, folks, check that out. Give us the website, Matthew.
It's www.legalservicesinc.com.
All right. So check that out. And so let's in the next segment, folks, I want to talk about how – I've got a couple of questions for Matthew about how that works. In the meantime, though, I want to talk about this something you guys have been working on, independent contractors versus employees. Now, this is a – this is a huge, huge issue for small businesses, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I mean,
fraught with potential peril.
Fraught with potential peril, absolutely, yes. There are a few things that you need to get as right as whether you are contracting with an employee or an independent contractor.
Well, talk to us about that, because the IRS is looking down your neck right now over this.
Yeah, and so
they're looking at all of our necks.
Right, the IRS, the courts, everybody. What they don't want is they don't want businesses essentially hiring people as employees, but attempting to identify them as independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And if a business does that and they get caught, it can create a lot of liability.
You can't have a contractor and pay them like they're a contractor, treat them like they're a contractor, and employ them like a de facto employee.
Yes, yes. You can't treat them like an employee and pay them like a contractor.
Yeah, yeah. Especially the withholding part.
Yes.
The payroll withholding. That's when the IRS gets ill. They get ill about that.
Yes. And so, you know, one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and to clarify the relationship between you and the independent contractor or the employee is, if it's an independent contractor, you need to have a written agreement with them, essentially spelling out the important terms of the agreement.
A contract.
Yes.
Contractors come with contracts, my friends.
Yes. And you need to clarify in that independent contractor agreement that this is an independent contractor agreement and not an employment agreement. And there are a number of things that you can do to do that. You know, at a minimum, the agreement with an independent contractor needs to identify the work they're required to perform, give them a deadline, the amount that they're going to be paid for that work, and when payment may be made. You should also include typical language in independent contractor agreements. So the independent contractor will pay state and federal income tax. No taxes will be withheld from the independent contractor's payment. The independent contractor is an independent contractor. And most importantly, if you're hiring an independent contractor to perform some sort of intellectual property work for you, it needs to include a work-for-hire clause.
Right.
The work-for-hire clause says the independent contractor is performing this work, but the company employing that independent contractor is going to own the end product.
Whatever the work product is, if they invent something while they're doing your work, it belongs to you.
Yes, and if it doesn't include that, The assumption is that the independent contractor actually owns that intellectual
property. Because you won't be able to prove where they did it. Another thing is you need to ask them if they have other customers. That's a big, easy test of the IRS, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you can't control when they work. You can't control where they work. I mean, those are things that you do with an employee.
They bring their own tools.
Yes, yes. I mean, in most cases, they're not really working out of your office. If they're working in your office, you know, and you're requiring them to be there at certain times on certain days, you really need to reevaluate whether this is an independent contract or an employment agreement.
Do you guys reference the 20 rules that the IRS puts out about this? Do you guys encourage people to check that out?
I don't know if that's included in our blog.
If you don't, I'd like to encourage you. Folks, the IRS has got that. If you go to irs.gov, I promise you, and look around there for independent contractor, I promise you, somewhere in there, there'll be a handy-dandy. It almost looks like an infographic. It's a list of 20 things. And if anybody who takes a check from you that gets a W-2 or not, especially if they get a 1099 from you, they've got to pass through that test. Well, any of the 20 could catch you, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah. There's really no bright line test.
Yeah.
When it comes to determining whether somebody is an independent contractor or an employee.
Just be careful, folks. And if it looks like you've had a strategy of this, this has been your strategy to prevent to reduce your payroll costs, they will come after you and they might put you in jail. I need your website again quickly, Matt.
Yeah, www.legalservicesinc.com.
Put the link on the end there, .com. Quick break, right back with Matthew Horn. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.